When you get into a big city, there sometimes seems to be a culture that even at the lowest level of government, it's hard for people to have an impact just because there are, you know, there are so many people trying to have their voices heard. How do you make that process work for everyone?
Well, first of all, you decide you're going to do it. I mean, I come from a manufacturing background. The first and foremost thing that anybody in manufacturing does is customer service. When the phone rings, everything stops. That's a customer. Without customers, you're going nowhere. That's one of the circuit breakers that we see with Mr. Langevin, who obviously comes from a culture of government, where he decides what can and cannot be done and then proceeds. That, to me, is a big problem. If you are willing to take a call, such as the calls that must have come to him before that 1.8 or nearly 1.8 million in stimulus grants was made to the Rhode Island Housing to be transitioned through to Open Doors, and you said, gee, let me go take a look. Let me go have somebody take a look. Let me get a community meeting together. If there's no community meeting, then at least they were notified. They had the opportunity. If there's going to be things like there was a meeting of the Zoning Board of Review here in Providence for a variance that was necessary for the construction, none of the locals who probably all rent were probably routinely notified, and I'm sure that the letter of the law was complied with in terms of sending out registered letters to the actual owners of the buildings. But it would have been a nice touch, and one that I certainly would have thought of, to go and put some flyers around saying, hey, there's a meeting next week, you might want to come down. And then if nobody does, well, okay, I did my part. And if they do, then you get to smooth the way, to grease the skids, so that when the construction starts, this very necessary facility can actually come and be put here.